You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Wednesday edition. The news story today, and it's interesting, President Donald Trump signed an executive order, and this is very much a quick change of mind that would allow and insist upon that the illegal aliens that are coming into this country as a family be kept together. Now, why did he suddenly change? There's a phrase, bad optics. What was Big Lie Media, the major television networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, what were they doing day after day after day, running stories about the children of illegal aliens being separated from their parents? It doesn't look at all well. Most Americans, including me, I don't want babies or small children or children in general being separated from their mothers and fathers. Now, most are just the mother, some mother and father. You need to keep them together, but you have a problem, and it's twofold. The first time someone tries to sneak in the United States, crossing the U.S.-Mexican border, the first time it's a misdemeanor, which means it's processed fairly quickly. And usually what happens, they're deported. They agree to go back to their country of origin. Up until, I want to say recently, but over the years, the overwhelming majority of the people breaking into the country were from Mexico, and they can be immediately deported, what President Trump calls catch and release. The problem with that policy, they'll agree to go back if they're caught by the U.S. Border Patrol. They'll be processed, their names taken, the information taken, and then they're sent back to Mexico. Usually, within days, if not weeks, they try to break into the country again. Now, the second time they try to break into the country, it's a felony, and it takes longer to process them. So what happens is but there's a court ruling that the maximum number of days you can hold the children separate is 20. But if you're an adult, and this is the second time, in other words, this is a reentry, they're going to hold you. They're not going to release you back into Mexico. They're going to hold you, and it can take months. So the parents will be separated from the children. Now, there's an additional detail, and there's a reason I'm giving you this. You need to know the history. This is not new, folks. This has been going on for really decades, although the laws have somewhat changed. So that was a problem. But what's changed over time is many of the people now trying to get in the United States, both under Trump and under Obama and to a certain extent under Bush, are coming from Central America. The three countries are El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Now, some come from Nicaragua and other countries, but the major three are those three. Now, when Obama was president, 2014, not too long ago, around this time of the year, what happened? The word went out that children could on their own come to the United States, especially if they had a mother or parent, a relative in the United States, primarily either a mother or father, and request to be reunited with their mother and father. So you had unaccompanied children. Now, I tend to break children down into four groups. You have those five or under that really cannot come to the United States on their own. You have those that are from 6 to 12 that could, but it's very, very, very dangerous. And what some parents in these countries were doing is say, get out of here, go to the United States. You have to go through Mexico, get on one of these trains, these freight trains on the roofs. You've seen the pictures. They're called unaccompanied children. But most were teenagers. But you did have some children from 6 to 12. But the biggest group was 13 to 18. And of those, it was primarily 15, 16, and 17-year-old children, teenagers. And we had a surge, a flood of unaccompanied children under Obama. What happened? We don't have the facilities to handle them. And yes, they were, I would say, warehoused. Big warehouse-sized buildings, including like a Walmart that wasn't being used, and they would put up fences that looked like cages. They would give them a mattress and a blanket, usually one of these, it's like an aluminum on the outside. It looks like aluminum foil. Now, not always. Some had regular blankets. Remember, they were coming when? During the spring and summer. And they were coming by the thousands, tens of thousands. Eventually, President Obama pleaded with them not to send their children alone to come to the United States. Why? We were getting press reports of children on the tops of freight trains coming to the United States, primarily from Mexico. Mexico does not want illegal immigrants coming into their country, but they were allowing them on these freight trains to continue into the United States. Now, this is a part of a huge invasion of the United States that's been taking place for 20 to 30 years. Really, it goes back to the fact that in 1986, in the Reagan administration, we had a bipartisan bill passed that gave amnesty to 2.7 million illegal aliens that got in the country before a certain date. And all of them became citizens. So amnesty led to citizenship. But part of that bill, the border was going to be controlled and secured. It's that part that never really happened. The money was never funded. There was no wall built. And that's what the Democrats wanted. Why? Who do most of these people vote for? Two out of three, three out of four. Democrats. And the Democrats took note of that. Now let's go fast forward to today. What's the problem? Well, we've had 20 to 30 years of the illegal alien invasion of this country. Many years, the average was around a million. I think the peak year around the 2002, I think, was the 2002 or 2006. The highest was 1.6. What am I talking about? Detentions, people that were caught at the border, and that's important. They call them apprehensions. That's the category they fit in. And the majority of those were Mexican, from Mexico. The rest were primarily from Central America, but also the Caribbean, South America, and all countries, but primarily from Mexico and Central America. But what's not really explained is for every one that was apprehended or detained by the Border Patrol, in other words, caught trying to sneak in or break into the United States, a minimum of three were not caught. And if you've ever seen pictures, if it's a large group and many of them come over as group, they will spread out. Once the Border Patrol pulls up, and they're usually one, two Border Patrols in the vehicle, if there are several dozen people, what do? They spread out in all directions, and what happens? Yeah, the Border Patrol can detain or capture a few of them, but most of them get away, and that's what you need to understand. So when the average was a million apprehensions, that meant at least 3 million got in. And that was going on year after year after year. That's why today they're anywhere between 30 million to 60 million. It's been going on for over 20 years. Now, some of those illegal aliens go back. Keep that in mind. No one knows exactly how many are here. No one does. But it's not 11 or 12 million. Now, I'm giving you this background because what's happening right now? We're having a surge of children, most of them unaccompanied children, another illegal alien invasion, but this is a surge. It's a peak. Thousands are coming in. Why? Oh, they're really concerned that this wall will be built, and this might be their last chance to get in. And they better get into the United States while the getting is good. Also, the Trump administration is doing what the American people want. What do the American people want? They want immigration law enforced. Now, last show, I went over the fact that most Americans support immigration, as do I, legal immigration. What they do not agree with is the current immigration policy, and this has been going on for over 10 years, where, on average, a million green cards are issued. In other words, legally, a little over a million people were coming in every year. The American people weren't demanding that. Who was? Employers. They want cheap, compliant labor. But who else? The Democratic Party. Because they calculated that at least 2 out of 3, and I really think it's more like 3 out of 4, would, if given citizenship, vote Democratic. Now, for many, many decades, the Democratic Party was the party of American workers. But sometime, it's hard to pin down, but around the turn of this century, early 2000s, the Democratic Party switched. Instead of being the defenders of the American worker, which means stopping and opposing the illegal alien invasion, they got together the unions and said, listen, we want to win elections, and we're losing our voter base. Many are dying, but many are just tired of the Democratic Party. We can get tens of millions of illegal aliens, if we can get them citizenship, to vote for Democrats. And if we do, we'll control the House, the Senate, and the presidency. So we need the unions to stop opposing illegal immigration. So they agreed to that. What was in it for the unions? Oh, yes, new membership. You better believe it. What was in it for the Democratic Party? They thought power for the next 50 years. If you can get citizenship to all the illegals. And it's not 10 or 11 million. That's a big number in and of itself. It is somewhere at the very low end of 30 million, and at the high end, 60 million. I think it's someone right in the middle, quite honestly. But no one really knows. And the reason why no one really knows is some go back. And as I said yesterday, what you need to understand, many of the people that are here do not want to become American citizens. They don't want to assimilate. They're sending money back to their families from wherever they're from, mostly Mexico, but also Central American countries. Some want to stay. The majority want to stay. 2 out of 3 definitely want to stay. But roughly a third, 30% or a third in that neighborhood. They want to work here for several years, sending money back, build a house at home, and that's what they do. And they're not interested in American citizenship, but they want the jobs and the pay that are better paying. And it's safer here. The primary reason they're coming here is for a higher standard of living, a job, a higher standard of living, but also for the freedoms. And they're not in a corrupt, dictatorial, authoritarian, or totalitarian regime, a corrupt regime. And most of them are. Many are failed states. And politicians routinely are getting killed. That's the situation today in Mexico. I will not visit Mexico. It's dangerous, folks. And Mexican politicians, I won't say every day, but routinely are being killed. The drug cartels largely control large portions of Mexico. And bribery is rampant, and you have corrupt politicians in the pay of who? The drug cartels. It's big money, folks, large money. You better believe it. And they will kill you if you oppose them or anyway get in their way. So the United States has an invasion, and it continues right up to today. There are people today crossing in to the United States illegally. If you don't present your papers, your passport, your visa, medical records for inspection when you enter the country, whether it's an airport or a port, you're breaking the law. First time misdemeanor, second time felony. Most of these people, 2, 3, 4, 5 times or more. That's why when you insist on enforcing the law, especially now, and remember, we've been trying to stop them for many, many, many years, many of these people are reentering. Automatic second time felonies, and it takes months usually to process them. Eventually, they should be sent to prison. That's what other countries do, and then deport them. Usually what happens the first time, they'll take you back. They'll take you to the border and you go back into Mexico. But once they have information on you, fingerprints, DNA information, photographs, and know this is your second, third, fourth time, you have committed a felony and you'll be held in a detention center and ultimately have your day in court. And that can result in a prison sentence or deported to your country of origin, but not right across the border. You're going to spend some time in jail. And that's the problem. Because if they come with children, especially the second, third, fourth time, we don't have family members in jail. So some countries do, but not the United States. The only people in jail, and we have more people in prison and jail than any country in the world. Keep that in mind. Our prisons are overflowing. They're crowded. We're never going to have children in prisons or jails, no matter what their age. And to the extent that you have people that have committed felonies staying with their children, the issue becomes, is a detention center the equivalent of a jail or a prison? Well, yes, it is. It's going to have a fence around it or a wall around it because you're being held for committing a felony. So even though Donald Trump has signed an executive order today that family members, especially small children under five, but even people from 6 to 12 or even teenagers, they will be kept together. It's going to be challenged in the court right away. Now, I want to play what Mike Pence and President Trump said today at the signing ceremony when Trump signed this order, as well as the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Choice between whether we are a country of law and order, a country with borders, and a country that demonstrates the compassion and the heart of the American people and respect for families. By taking this action, the president will make it possible for us to continue to engage in enforcing the law against individuals who violate our law, come into our country illegally. But now we'll be able in that prosecution in the immediate days forward to keep families together as that goes forward. But we are calling on Congress to change the laws in this regard and in a broad range of areas that will secure our borders and give us strength and confidence that we are once again going to take the steps necessary to end the crisis of illegal immigration in America.
I think the word compassion comes into it, but it's still equally as tough, if not tougher. Secretary Nielsen, would you like to say something?
I just thank you for your leadership, sir. We look forward and expect the House to act this week. We ask them to do their job. The laws need to be changed. This is a problem that president after president has dealt with for decades. This one is willing to stand up and fix it. We ask Congress to do their part. Thank you, sir, for your leadership.
Thank you very much. Great job. Okay.
The president is signing this order, and he's right. There are a lot of happy people, including me. This is what they call a 70-30% issue, and until he signed this executive order, he was on the wrong side of that issue. The American people, because of big lie media showing all these images and not really telling the whole story, it's the law. President Trump was not doing anything different than that President Obama was doing, President Bush was doing, or President Clinton was doing. We don't put children in detention centers, prisons, jails with their parents that have committed felonies. And that's the issue here. The parents, by coming the second, third, fourth time and bringing their children, they've committed a felony and should be prosecuted. And that's what the American people want. They want, by wide margins, over 70%, the illegal alien invasion of this country stop, which means enforce immigration law. And that's what was not happening. I didn't say none. It wasn't vigorously being enforced. We have a president today that means business, and a Justice Department, an Attorney General that means business, as well as a Secretary of Homeland Security. So if you're in the United States, and this is your second, third, or fourth time, you've committed a felony just by breaking in. And let's be clear here. Let's say they got away. They don't get caught. What happens? They want to work here. The primary reason they're coming here is to work. Now, some will be smuggling drugs, but most of them are going to be working. And many of them live in small apartments, dozen people or more. What they're doing is working and sending the majority of their pay, not all of it, but half or more, back to their families from wherever they came from. Why? Because the history, especially of illegal immigration in this country, along the U.S.-Mexican border, it's been largely, up until a few years ago, unaccompanied males. Young men, keep that in mind. They weren't bringing their children. They weren't bringing their wives. They were going to the United States to get a job and then send the ones that are responsible, send their families money. That's what was happening, and that's still what's happening. Their remittances, money going back every day across this country to various places, primarily Mexico, but also Central America. They wire the money, Western Union, but other organizations that they trust. They trust the money will eventually get to wherever they're trying to send it to. What's changed now, and it changed under the Obama administration, not the Trump administration, because you had a lot of illegals, both men and women here, in the 2013-2014 time frame, the message went out for the children to come to the United States unaccompanied. And that's exactly what happened. They were primarily teenagers. We're not talking babies or small children. We are talking people as young as 12, 13, 14, but most were 15, 16, 17, 18, males and females. And many of the females were getting raped. It was dangerous. President Obama went on TV, more or less pleading, don't come. Now, why did he do that? They finally woke up to the fact that seeing images every night on Big Lie Media of tens of thousands of children, young people, teenagers, on top of trains was not very good. The American people don't like that because they knew it's dangerous. If you fall off those trains, one, you could get killed. You could use a limb if, let's say, a leg was run over by one of the wheels of the train. It was dangerous. Plus, you're in subject to heat. It's real hot. But they kept on coming and coming. And that put a big burden on where do you put these children? They're not adults. You can't detain them in detention centers, in prisons or jails. They're underage. So it became a big business for many charitable organizations, including churches such as the Catholic Church, the Lutheran Church, and others, Baptists as well, to set up facilities where these children could be housed, fed. But is that the ideal situation? No. They should never have been encouraged at all to come here. Their parents were urging them to come here, especially those that were in the United States, because they wanted to be reunited with their kids. That was the primary, in terms of the most people coming, that was the major reason they were coming. But others were coming because their parents, wherever they're coming from, Central America, whether it's El Salvador, Guatemala or Honduras or Point South or Caribbean. They were coming through Mexico, getting on these trains, and then when they reached the border, had to cross in many places, like in Texas. It's desert. It's dangerous. It's hot. And many people, if you don't have the money, can't get a guide. Many people die every day, especially now. It's hot in Texas. It's usually in June, July, August, early September. It's in the 90s, many days 100. If you're talking the desert, it's very hot, higher than that. You better have water. And there's miles and miles of desert. So even getting into the United States, whether you cross the Rio Grande River, that's what we call it, and let's say you're lucky, you're one of the ones that are not detained, you face a difficult journey, either with or without a guide. And that's what was happening, and it continues. And I put, for those that are new listeners, go to my companion blog for this show, and that's pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, P-R-O-N-K-P-O-P-S .wordpress.com. And I have, under each story, some of my show prep, not all of it. And it's usually YouTube videos as well as articles, cartoons, photographs. And I do deliberately put many of these videos are from June, July, August, September, November of 2014. This is not a new problem. And yes, children were separated from their families. Well, why? Most of them, if their parents were still in their home country, sent their children on their own, come to the United States, get out of this hellhole, and they are. That's dangerous, folks. Very dangerous. Many made it, but many didn't. We never know about them. They were either killed or injured. And many are caught. If you're caught by the Mexican government, they send you back. They might imprison you for a while, but they send you back from wherever you come from. They have a fence, a wall, a barrier to stop the illegal immigrants from Central America coming in, and they enforce the law. That's what the American people want, but the Mexican people want it too. They're not a rich nation. So what President Trump is doing is what past presidents have done. It's nothing new to President Trump. Now, what is new is President Trump today signed an executive order. But that's going to be challenged in the courts. Because if you have parents together with children, whatever their age, together in a detention center, that's against U.S. law. You can't have that. So it's going to be challenged in the court. So I agree with what President Trump is doing. But the answer, as the Secretary of Homeland Security said, and as the President and the Vice President said, the answer is Congress needs to pass a law. Now, why do they have difficulties doing that? The Democratic Party, like I said, changed from being opposed to illegal immigration to favoring open borders because why? They wanted the tens of millions of illegal aliens that are already here, as well as those that continue to come, to get citizenship. They favor a pathway to citizenship or amnesty. Ideally, they want amnesty, which means the next step is citizenship. So whether they call it amnesty, pathway to amnesty, citizenship, or pathway to citizenship, the majority of the American people, not the politicians, not especially the leadership of both parties, the majority of the American people, I'm talking 70-80%, want the illegal invasion of this country stopped. In other words, what they're asking, very reasonable request, enforce immigration law. Enforce immigration law. Does that mean they want children separated from their mothers or fathers? No. They want humane enforcement of the law. But the law as on the books now, you can't have children in a detention or prison situation. So you're going to immediately have lawyers, primarily those that support open borders, challenge this. It's up to Congress to change the law, and they should, but they won't. Why? The Democrats want all of these illegal aliens that are already here, as well as the ones that are continue to come, to be made citizens. That's not what the American people want. And for many years, it was the Democratic Party that opposed the illegal immigrants coming into this country. Remember that. It was primarily liberals and progressives. They're today primarily socialists, social democrats. They're leftists that want open borders. They want tens of millions of the illegal aliens that are already here and the tens of millions that keep coming if the borders remain open to get citizenship. In other words, it's very much the American people, American citizens, against the political elites and the political parties. What's in it for the Democratic Party? Two things. Their calculation is all if they can get citizenship for all the illegals that are here. They will control the House, the Senate, and the presidency for decades. Why? Two out of three, if not three out of four, if all the illegals had citizenship. That's a lot of registered voters. And to the extent that they can get them out to vote, they'll win. They'll win massive majorities. And this country will fundamentally change. That's why the American people, and that includes Hispanics, that includes blacks, that includes whites, and there have been poll after poll for many, many, many years, why they favor legal immigration, provided it's limited, definitely under a million, somewhere between maybe zero and 500,000. You get a difference of opinion. I would tie it to the unemployment rate, and when you have very, very low unemployment, make it 500,000. When you have very, very high unemployment, 6% or more, the maximum would be 250,000, not this million every year. But who's against that? The Democrats want open borders. They want the invasion to continue, and they want citizenship, amnesty, legal status for all the illegals that are here. That's so they're not going to agree to what President Trump got elected on, namely building that big, beautiful wall. They're just not going to vote for it. They vote as a bloc. There are a few exceptions, but that's largely where they're at. And you need to understand that, because I come from a long family history of being Democrats, and so is my relatives. New York City, a bastion of the Democratic Party. New York City, not upper state. I'm not a Democrat, though, and I'm not a Republican anymore, because both parties are big government parties. Now, I'm not going to get on that, but you need to understand this. The majority of, the overwhelming majority of Democrats favor open borders. So they'll use anything and everything, including the images you're seeing on television of the poor mothers and fathers being, mainly mothers, but being separated from their children. They'll tell you the sob stories on and on and on, not telling you the same thing was going on under Bush, well, under Clinton, under Bush, under Obama, and Trump, because they were trying to enforce the law. It's propaganda, folks. What you're seeing on the television networks and the cable news is progressive propaganda, and they peddle this story. They change the story because they were losing. The Trump was colluding with the Russian story is dead. After 2 years of trying and trying, there's no credible evidence to prove that. Mueller's investigation's going nowhere, and they knew it, but they were trying to convince you that he was in cahoots with the Russians, yet have not been able to produce any evidence that President Trump was doing it. They were trying to smear him. Ultimately, with trying to impeach him. And they're failing. And Donald Trump is succeeding. And his approval ratings are going up. They had to do something. So what they've been doing for the last several weeks is giving you sob story after sob story of what's going on where these children are housed. Nothing different than what was happening under Obama or Bush or Clinton. However, we have had surges of children, mainly overwhelmingly unaccompanied. Over 90% don't come with their parents. That's not an issue. It is not. And they have to be housed somewhere, and they have to be processed. What the American people want are all illegal aliens, those that were successful in getting into the country, as well that are trying and initially got apprehended, deported and removed from this country. Now, the reason is very simple. When you have additional laborers, and most of these people eventually work here. The older ones obviously are working here. You have at least 20 million, if not 30 or 40 million, illegal aliens working here today. And that's the second reason both the Democrats and Republicans want to give citizenship, because the employers, they want cheap, compliant labor. So they'll make campaign contributions to both parties, Democrat candidates, Republican candidates, that support either an open border policy or granting citizenship or amnesty to the illegals that are here. And that's why the leadership of both parties favor open borders. Now, they won't come out and say that, but that's why, and that's why most of the leadership opposed the funding of the wall. So President Trump is up against the Congress, especially the leadership of both parties, that are for open borders and really against the wall. Why? That would stop the continuing flow of illegals. They don't want the wall, because if the wall were successful, I rather call it a barrier. To the extent you have a big, impenetrable, beautiful barrier that works, you would stop the flood or surge of illegals in the country. You can't get over the wall. But that's only the first step, an important first step, to get control of your borders. That should have happened 30 years ago. 30 years ago, yeah, 30 years ago, when Reagan was still president. Never happened, because Congress wouldn't fund it. They can pass legislation saying, well, we're for the wall, but if you don't fund it, don't have the money, you don't have a wall, and it needs to be a complete wall, not a little here, a little there with big gaps. That's what we have now. The U.S.-Mexican border is, in round numbers, around 2,000 miles. There are some portions of that, maybe 100 miles at most, that are more or less impassable. But the rest, especially where there's no fence or any barrier at all, people come across. Now, it's dangerous because a lot of it is desert. And especially in the spring and summer when it's very, very hot, you better have a lot of water, because people are dying every day. They're dying today, tomorrow in the desert. Their bodies will be found or not found for many days or months. They ran out of water. They got lost in the desert. Many of them, though, wisely pay what they call coyotes a lot of money to guide them over and get them over. It's a business, folks, an illegal business. That's not their main business. The main business is smuggling drugs. But human smuggling goes on, too, and it's profitable. You better believe that the drug cartels and those that are smuggling humans across the border, they don't want this wall. They do not want this wall. And for many sections of this border, who really controls it? The drug cartels. I know that they're U.S. patrols. What they do is they follow them, and they know where the U.S. Border Patrol isn't, and that's where these illegal aliens are smuggled in. So to summarize, the American people want the enforcement of immigration law. That's what they're demanding. They're also demanding the control of the United States borders, in particular the U.S.-Mexican border. And before I forget, that is more than half the problem, but at least a third, if not 40%, roughly. This is just a guess. No one knows the exact number. Many of the people that are illegal aliens here came here initially legally under a visa, usually a student visa or a business visa or a tourist visa. And when you apply for the visa, you agree that by a certain date, you have to go home. And if you overstay your visa, especially many of them do for years, if you're caught, you're going to be sent back and you can't get in the country ever, well, not ever, again for at least 10 years. The point I'm trying to make, there are two major channels of illegals coming into the country, one over the U.S.-Mexican border, and they're coming from all countries. Even though the majority are Mexican and Central America, they're coming from dozens of countries. And there's a reason I'm emphasizing that. Others come, they'll fly into the Dallas-Fort Worth airport or come here by ship or flying to any international airport on a valid passport, a valid visa, and they're going to schools such as Richland College, but hundreds of schools, many universities today and college are very much dependent on so-called international students or foreign students that come here on a valid visa. Many do go home, but many stay. They like it here. I understand it. I like it here. So they work here. Legally, no. And that's another important point. The magnet is the job and the standard of living and the freedoms you have here and the safety and security you have here. That's why they want to stay versus wherever they came from. Because many of the places where they came from, you really don't want to go back. You'd be crazy going back. So they stay here, hoping to get citizenship, that they'll be here long enough, not get caught, even though they're working here. It's illegal for U.S. companies, employers, to hire illegal aliens. It's done all the time. There's ways around it. And what happens is the illegal aliens, one of the first things they do is get documents, fraudulent documents, usually a Social Security card, a birth certificate, a driver's license, or they steal someone's identity. All of those are felonies, folks. And then what do? They apply for jobs, and you have employers that will hire them. Oh, they'll insist on the paperwork, but they don't really check it out, the Social Security card number and the driver's license and the birth certificate. It's very much wink, wink, nod, nod. Now, not the large companies. Keep that in mind. They have too much to lose. I'm talking small to mid-sized companies. And many times they're hired to do projects, not permanently full-time, but some are. Some are in factories. In Dallas. You know, I have been in some manufacturing facilities and plants, if you will, and they hire illegals. They're illegals. They have part of their resources department is to handle the illegal aliens that are here. I'm laughing, but all those jobs used to and still are performed by Americans. You see, that's what it comes to. And that's why the American people are upset. I remember talking to someone that was in construction, and he had got fired many years ago. It was about the time that George Bush was elected president. And he went to his employer and said, I'm willing to work less. I really need the job. I will work for less money. And you know what his employer told him? You won't work for the money I'm going to be paying. And what happened? It was like a light switch. The illegal aliens that were coming were the ones hired for a lot less money, and they were compliant. They're not going to complain because they don't want to be shipped back to their country of origin. So Donald Trump today signed that executive order. The second thing, and I'll have more to say about this tomorrow, the House of Representatives is attempting to pass a immigration bill. Whether or not one is passed, Donald Trump is not going to sign any immigration bill that does not have funding for the wall, because if he did, he would be a one-term president, and he knows it. This is his really last chance to get the money to fund the wall, or at best, the next Congress. So even if the House bill has $25 to $30 billion for the wall, and at least one version does, we'll see what. No one has seen the bill, by the way. They're not doing regular order. They're doing it behind closed doors. From what I've heard, I don't think either bill has enough votes. Maybe they'll squeeze one of them through, and it won't be the conservative one. It'll be the, and this is the problem with the leadership, it'll be the one more generous to the illegal aliens. But does that mean a bill's going to pass? No. Why? The Senate tried this earlier this year, and four different bills were voted down. The Democrats are not going to support any bill that funds the wall. They're not trying to solve the problem. Why should they? What they want is open borders to continue. They're never going to provide more money to build a wall. So that's why I don't think anything fundamentally is going to change. And that's why Donald Trump signed the executive order. So tomorrow we'll learn a little bit more on this. But I want to alert you, stay tuned, because I think a lot of the American people are not going to be happy tomorrow when they learn that, first of all, none of the Democrats or very few supported passage of the bill. And those the Republicans that passed it are DNF Republicans. In other words, if you go to Conservative Review, most of these are Republicans that are closer to Democrats than they are to A or B Republicans. In other words, they're soft on immigration. They're real squishy on immigration. They want open borders, and they want all the Dreamers to have citizenship. With that, I need to wrap up the show. Thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio. WordPress.com.